The content of the Tandem Radio program and website is intended for general information purposes only. It's not designed to provide listeners with specific and personal financial, legal, counseling, professional service, or other advice. The views expressed by show hosts, their guests, and callers are their own and should not be construed in any way as opinions of Tandem Radio or the Bridge FM Network.
We must show the world what a free economy can do to reduce unemployment, to put unused capacity to work, to spur new productivity.
So when people want to succeed, I say to them, find out the dream that God has for you and then give it your best shot. And with that, you'll be successful.
We can restore our economic strength and build opportunities like none we've ever had before. All we need to begin with is faith, and that dream will come true. All we need to do is act, and the time for action is now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Tandem Radio, the good news on business, where each week we seek God's guidance in our business relationships and answer your questions as we walk in integrity together. We want to welcome all of our radio and global internet listeners to the program. And now, here's our host, Glenn DeLakian.
You will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessings and prosperity will be yours, says the Lord. Good morning. This is Glenn DeLakian, your host at Tandem Radio Live. Excited to be here on a Saturday morning, the day before Father's Day. First off, happy Father's Day to God Almighty, the ultimate example of fatherhood, and happy Father's Day to all of you out there. May you be blessed today and always in His name. And welcome. This is an exciting morning. We have a great guest today. It's going to talk about a topic that I've always loved talking about. Our subject for today is a most valuable business resource, and we're going to tell you what that is in a moment. But for those of you who are tuning in for the first time, Tandem Radio Live is here every Saturday morning, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we're here to talk about the good news on business, pointing you and everyone else out there that's listening to the Word, the Scriptures, and what God has to say about business. We believe that business is a 24/7. Christianity is a 24/7 walk, and all is fair in love and war, as most business people tend to think, is just not what God had in mind. And so our goal is to help you realize that all the answers you need to help you not only in your personal life but in your business life are found right in the Scriptures, and they'll jump out at you if you're looking for them. So hopefully we'll help you, we'll encourage you, and we'll guide you as the Lord puts on our hearts different Scriptures and different ideas and thoughts that'll help you with your business on a daily basis. Each week, as we do, we basically bracket our show with Scriptures, and we also bring in a guest that answers questions, and we talk about interesting topics. Today, we have Mark Griffin with us, who is the founder of In His Name HR, a Christian human resources company, and we're talking about a most valuable business resource. But let's start with our Scriptures that are in for this week. First one is Matthew 25, 20 to 21. The man who had received five bags of gold brought the other five. Master, he said, you entrusted me with five bags of gold. See, I have gained five more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Ephesians 6, 9. And masters, treat your slaves in the same way. Do not threaten them, since you know that he who is both their master and yours is in heaven, and there is no favoritism with him. And lastly, Colossians 3:23, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters. Those are the Scriptures for today. We'll be coming back to them in a few minutes and actually interweaving them throughout the whole show, because our goal is to show you how the Lord's Bible plugs right into your business on a daily basis, and again, helping you all the way along, especially in your business decisions and your personal decisions as well. I'd like to say good morning to our guest today. I'm excited, first off, by the name of his company, and second, about what he does. And as I get to know Mark more, it's exciting, his walk, and we're going to talk about a lot of things today. But Mark, welcome. Mark Griffin, the founder of In His Name HR. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you, Glenn.
We're going to be talking about a lot of things today, but Mark, let's start off with talking a little bit about you.
Sure.
Tell us a little bit about your background and how you got to where you are today.
Well, Glenn, my name is Mark Griffin. I've had a wonderful career in human resources. I've been in HR for over 20 years. I've been very blessed to work for very large companies, Fortune companies, but also some small, medium-sized company. Specifically, the last 8 years I've spent working for Christian-owned businesses. Mm. I'm married to a wonderful wife, Gail. We live in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. We've been married for 25 years and have two wonderful children.
Congratulations. Like, this is your anniversary,
yes,
right? Yesterday, today?
Yeah, Tuesday.
Tuesday, okay.
Yes,
congratulations. 25 years. I like to hear that. Mine's coming up. I'm still trying to figure out what to do for it, but mine's coming up. But that's great news. So you're out from Pennsylvania today. It's great to have you. And currently, you're in your own business, right?
Yes,
and
sir.
And a company you founded, In His Name HR.
Yes.
And that's primarily a Christian human resources company.
Yes, Christian human resource consulting. Again, my experience is in human resources. Mm-hmm. So what I like to do is find Christian-owned businesses and partner with them. And what I do is help them develop kingdom-minded companies, and I do that through developing a vision, a mission, and core values. But most importantly, using my 20 years of human resource experience, I help create that company through the HR practices.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the title that came to me today was The Most Valuable Business Resource. I tend to look at employees as the most valuable resource within a company, and I think it's so important that business owners open their mind to today's show especially and open their hearts to their employees to realize just how important that resource is.
Employees now, more than ever, and I express this to all business owners that are listening today, need help. They need support. They need encouragement. This is one of the most difficult times to be in the workplace with the economy the way it is and world events. And employees need encouragement. They need a hope and a future, and they need that from their employer. I coach employers to look at employees not just from supporting them financially, not just medically through their welfare programs and their mm-hmm. benefit programs, but also spiritually as well, Glenn.
That's so key. And I'll tell you, that's what I think that's where you really touch the nerve there, because the average companies are taking care of people financially to a certain degree. The average companies could easily take care of people from a health perspective. But it's that spiritual connection that makes all the difference for a Christian business owner, right?
Absolutely, Glenn. I've watched employees light up when they understand that the business owners of the company understand that not only do they care about them from the financial and the medical perspective, but they care about them for eternity as well. Mm. It's beautiful to watch. What I run into time after time is Christian business leaders are nervous about this. They're,
right.
they're scared, they're frustrated, and they're so acclimated to not doing something mm-hmm. that they don't know how to do it. And that's where I come in to help them.
There you go. Well, you know, today, whether you're a Christian business owner listening or not, we are going to challenge you to make a connection because, you know, especially Mark, and you might want to comment on this, in today's market, especially for hiring, it's kind of a hirer's market because there's so many people out there. There's so much talent available. And sometimes as business owners, I see some of them get complacent to the, to the extent where they go, hey, you either do it my way or it's the highway, or they kind of catch an attitude of, hey, I can hire somebody new tomorrow. You
sure.
should just be happy that you have a job. And boy, is that a wrong attitude to take.
Absolutely. I always coach, again, owners or HR people to treat all applicants with dignity and respect, because not only are they applicants and not only do you need to reflect the right light to them, they're also your customers as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 9 times out of 10, they may be buying something from you in the community, so you want to reflect a good light. The other thing that I'm finding, although there's a lot of people unemployed and the pools are large for recruitment, it's actually more difficult, mainly because you have to filter through so many more applicants, and you really need to focus on finding the people that are upbeat and want to do a great job for you, because there are a lot of people that are upset and discouraged out there looking for work.
Yeah, it's like a double-edged sword, you know, and you have to be cautious with it. But you make a good point. With a bigger pool out there as business owners, we do need to take more time to sift through, because, you know, years ago, and I remember distinctly when business was booming, you know, you put an ad in the paper, you get 5 or 6 responses. Now you just put something on Craigslist and you get like 50 resumes.
That's right.
You know? And it is important that you sift through them well and that you take the time in choosing, because my tendency, I want to get things done quick as a business owner here. So I see the first 3 people and they're all talented, and I kind of say, oh, well, maybe I got my candidate right here. When you make a great point, you should take the time to look closer at some of these, because there may be a better and then a better and even better one than you expect.
That's one thing I learned in human resources, is to put some methodology around the way you do things. You need a structured practice when you interview people, when you mm-hmm. hire people. so that you can interview multiple candidates and compare them. Right. Interviewing is an emotional circumstance for both the applicant and the company, but the company really needs to take the time and effort to do it correctly because you want to bring the right person into your family.
That's
you
right.
want them to achieve, and you want it to work out well for everyone.
Nothing's worse than having a revolving door on employment.
I've
seen it in businesses, and it makes them suffer, struggle, and in many cases fail. And we're going to talk more about that in a minute. Real quick, Mark, I want to digress for a second. Let's hit on your name. I'm excited because when you first contacted us and we started talking, I was impressed by the boldness of your name, In His Name HR.
Well, thank
you. Let's just touch on that real quick
sure.
before we hit the break.
Sure. I developed that name. My wife and I were struggling on what to name the business. And we really got into the word, and we studied scripture, and we looked at ourselves, and we looked at what I've been doing the last 20 years, and I looked at the model for what I wanted to do for organizations, and we said, hey, you know what? This is a niche. This is what God has put in my heart to do, and this is what I need to do, go boldly forward with going after Christian-owned organizations that I can help. Mm. So I've gotten mixed reviews. A lot of people are on fire for it. They think this is great. It's needed, and that there's business owners that need my encouragement. And of course, you have some folks that are skeptical that, wow, you know, this is pretty churchy, so to speak.
Yeah, I guess you get to know pretty quick who your customers are because
yes.
they call up and they know exactly what the name means.
Sure.
You're right on track with who you're looking for, right?
Well, what's interesting is I've had several secular businesses that, quite frankly, have reached out to me and said, hey, we want to do some work with you in the areas of recruitment that we know you're talented, we know you can do a good job, and we know you're do the best for us. So just when you think that it may offend somebody, it really doesn't offend anybody.
Right, right. It's funny because I think that fear, is almost self-imposed.
Yes,
sir. We kind of look out there at a secular world and we say we have to be like everybody else. But the Bible specifically calls us to be a peculiar people. Now, I caution you with that word. It doesn't mean be an oddball, but be different, and stand out in a different way and be an example. And by putting it in a name, and again, it's not for everybody. I understand
it's not for everybody. But what's interesting, too, is studies have shown, statistics have shown, independent research has shown that consumers, the average consumer, mm-hmm. whether they're a Christian or not, want to do business with a Christian-owned business.
Mm.
They will choose a Christian-owned business over a secular if they know that that person or that owner is a Christian. It's a perceived value.
Mm.
Now, I'm not saying we capitalize on that.
Right.
I don't think that's why we do it or that's why the company does it. They do it because they care about their employees.
Right.
But I do know it makes business sense, and there are some other examples of business sense I can give you when we have more time.
Great. Well, being bold in the faith can apply to your business as well, and it should. You're listening to Tandem Radio Live. We're here today with Mark Griffin, who's the founder of In His Name HR, a Christian human resources company. And I'll tell you, if you're tuned in right now, you want to stay closer to the radio and get a pen and pad out because we got a lot of great information for you. I know employees are sometimes our biggest headache, our biggest worry, can also be a biggest part of our reward and can have a huge impact on our business on a day-to-day basis. So you're going to want to stay tuned and get a lot of your HR questions answered today at Tandem Radio Live. Don't forget to check out TandemRadio.com. It's an amazing resource. Not only do we have all the previously archived radio shows on there with a wealth of information, but also resources that you can use for your business on a daily basis. So you want to stay tuned and check out TandemRadio.com, and you're going to have a lot more right after this.
The Fellowship of Christian Athletes, FCA, has become a worldwide Christian sports ministry. The vision of FCA is to see the world impacted for Jesus Christ through the influence of athletes and coaches. Currently in the U.S., we have over 8,000 FCA huddle clubs meeting on junior high, high school, and college campuses each week to help these athletes and coaches to grow in their faith. For more information, go to our FCA link at TandemRadio.com.
When potential clients Google your business name or what you do, do you come up in the top five? If not, someone else is getting many of your sales opportunities. Search engines like Google and others are becoming more important to generating new business. With more people tuning out traditional advertising, search engines allow you to show up when customers are actually searching for what you offer. You Can Be Found has a proven record of helping businesses get found with rates that fit your budget. We offer free website analysis to help you understand your best options. For more on You Can Be Found, please click the link at tandemradio.com.
See, SAV Systems can help you look and sound better. Is the word being heard clearly in your church? Do your sound and video presentations make your business look good? Is technology a struggle? You can let CSAVSystems.com provide the right technology to meet your needs as well as your budget. They've been designing professional sound and video systems for schools, churches, conference rooms, auditoriums, retail malls, hospitals, and more for over 25 years. CSAVSystems.com works with you to find the right mix of technology to help make a greater impact. Whether you need wireless microphones, XM satellite music, or sophisticated teleconferencing, CSAVSystems.com can help you enhance your business. To find out more about how CSAV Systems can help you look and sound better, the number is 732-577-0077 or online at CSAVSystems.com, a sponsor of Tandem Radio.
Welcome back to Tandem Radio Live. We're in the studio today with our guest, Mark Griffin, who is the founder of In His Name HR, which is a Christian human resources company. And we're talking about a most valuable asset, or I should say business resource, and that is our employees and how to handle them, how to manage them, how to work with them, and so much more. So welcome to the show, Mark, this morning. We got a lot to cover. So let's dig in. Mark, let's start with talking a little bit about some of the types of companies that you work with. Can you give us an example of the type of people you're dealing with?
A perfect organization, the organization that has 50 to 100 employees. Perhaps they have an HR rep that works there. And things that might be going awry. They don't have solidified HR practices. Maybe they have some employee relations issues. The founders, the owners want to get things straightened out a little bit and shine some light to the employees. So they work with me so that I partner with the HR person to develop the HR person to get to the next level, but also help them write a strategic plan around human resources for that group. Also provide training and development for the leadership. I'm skilled in doing a variety of different psychological profile testing for leadership to help them know what they're good at and what they're not good at. So a good-sized company would be 50 to 100 employees.
Okay, good. So you're working with a lot of different businesses, not just churches and the obvious, right?
Exactly.
Right, so secular businesses call you
Yes, they do as well.
Okay, good, good. So you have a good cross-section. I know you were in corporate America for a long time,
yes.
So you have a cross-section of training there. So you're dealing with all types of people. Mm-hmm. So again, if you're listening right now and you're thinking, a Christian human resources company, we're not talking just churches or anything of that nature, but business in general, and I think you'll get a lot out of this. Let's talk a minute about integrity today in the workplace, right? We touched on the fact that there's a huge pool of possible employees out there. Obviously, employers, if they're hiring, they have certain criteria they have in their own mind of people coming in and so forth. But one of the issues I've seen, I think, as a challenge today is integrity on both sides of the fence.
Absolutely.
You know, the integrity in the employer and the integrity in the employee. So let's touch on that for a minute. What have you observed from the employer perspective relevant to integrity these days?
Typically, what I find in most employers when I meet with them and meet with their people for the first time is that they don't have any policies, procedures, or anything in writing. They don't share that with employees. Employees don't know what's required of them. They don't know what the goals and objectives are. They don't know what the mission is of the company or the vision, and they certainly don't know what the core values are of the organization. What I do know, Glenn, in my 20-plus years of working with literally thousands of people,
right,
thousands of employees, is 99.9% of employees in the United States want to come to work and do a really good job. They really do. They
right.
don't want to come in and slack off and do a bad job. What I do find is we just have a lack of leadership. Earlier in my career at the larger corporations, we had programs where we would train supervisors for 3-4 years to become managers.
Right.
Most companies have taken those programs out. So we don't have supervision rising to the occasion because they just never have been trained. So what I do find is the core policies and procedures aren't in place and the employees aren't aware of it, and there's that lack of disconnect between the employee and the supervisor.
So a lot of times business owners are bringing people in and not giving them the expectations and making it clear.
No, they're not even not only is the interview process might not be appropriate, that they're doing it correctly, there's no onboarding for the employee. Mm. There's no assimilating the employee into the environment. They don't know where the restroom is. They don't know where the break room is. They don't know where the supply closet is. Everyone has a lack of resources to do it.
Right.
A lot of things are common courtesy that folks just don't remember to do with new employees, and after a couple of days of not being treated like they're being welcomed into a family, the new employee can cop an attitude.
Right. It certainly, if not cop an attitude, certainly shape their attitude, right?
Sure.
I mean,
sure.
You're sending them off on the direction, and it's really our responsibility. I know. I always look for when I get down to a final interview. I usually, before the final interview, give the person I'm interviewing the list of responsibilities for the job. And I'm surprised how many people say to me, wow, you know, oh, you're telling me what the job entails before, I mean, I'm saying exactly, but you're telling me what the job entails before you hire me, you know? And I want to know, do they have any concerns about that?
Sure.
List? I want them to understand exactly what they're going to do. And it sounds like common sense, like everybody should do this.
But they're not doing
right.
It.
Because I always ask people, how's the interview process going? And they tell me about other companies they interview with. And I'm shocked at how many companies, like you say, they don't have anything in writing.
No, they don't have anything to give to them. And again, most people want to come in and do a really good job,
right?
And they want to succeed, but they don't know how to because they don't even know what the job description is.
Right.
So there's some easy things to get done that doesn't really even take a lot of time to get done, but we get so busy in getting the product out that we avoid getting those key things completed.
Mm. So again, setting the expectations is one of the critical issues to integrity that you're seeing from a business owner's perspective.
Absolutely.
Let's take it from the flip side, from the employee perspective. What do you see there? Do you see expectations of integrity change? Do you see people taking advantage of situations more or less?
Not necessarily. I haven't really seen the core heart of people change in the last 20 years. What I do understand and what I see, especially in folks coming out of college, that they are a little apprehensive relationship-wise. They've watched their parents and probably their grandparents at this point in time get laid off. Maybe they were with the company for 25 years and they got laid off and they lost their pension, they lost their benefits. So there's some mistrust. But that's up to the leadership to bridge that trust,
right,
to say, hey, we care about you and we want to have a long-term relationship with you. Let's be prosperous together and create excitement. When you create excitement, there's prosperity for everybody and include them in that prosperity. That'll make them committed.
So you see that people, especially college kids today, they're questionable on the loyalty aspect because they don't know what they're going to get back, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. That's so powerful because you do get that. You know, there are a lot of kids today whose families were devastated by a job loss or something of that nature. And you're right. They don't see it. I saw an interesting statistic the other day, and I don't know if this is true or not, but I saw it. It looked like a reliable place. But they said that now they say the average college graduate will go through 10 career changes.
Absolutely.
Within their lifetime.
Yeah.
10.
And that's stressful for them. They want consistency. Most people look for consistency. A prime example is if you look at my own son. We moved 1,200 miles for a company. Mm. I dedicated my life to the company. We did an incredible amount of travel personally, I did, on weekends, away from him. And then through, you know, turn of events with the business, I lost my job there. So here we are 1,200 miles away with no job. Things work out. I'm glad things worked out for the positive for me, but that's still an impression in his mind that, wow, the family trusted the organization.
Right.
And to no fault of, I'm not blaming the company because businesses do change, but that was the result. So he's a little hesitant relationship wise, and I can't blame him.
Mm. And you know, I'm thinking, I want to go back to the last scripture I read. Whatever you do, work it at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters. Obviously, when believers come to the table, They are realizing, hopefully, that it's God that's watching, and that's who you're working for in all that you do, and that the employer in this case happens just to be that person, but it's really God that's watching you. But the reason why I bring that up is, what about, you talk about core values, we talked about integrity, and loyalty, obviously. What about people's personal values? I mean, do you think they've changed dramatically about work? I mean, a lot of times I go to corporate places and I see somebody on the cell phone on at their desk or texting, or, and of course I'm a diehard business owner, so I equate that to stealing, because they're literally taking their company time and doing silly stuff.
Sure.
How do you feel that impacting today?
Glenn, it's all about leadership again. I mean, a perfect example on my way in, to the interview today, I stopped and got a bagel and coffee, and the manager was sitting there texting on his iPhone.
Right.
Well, if the manager is sitting there texting on his iPhone for 10 minutes while I'm enjoying my bagel, all the employees are watching that leader do that. The employees are going to emulate the behavior of that leader. If you have a vice president of a company that's constantly on his phone, interrupting people and setting that example to the employees are going to emulate that behavior. I've watched this in a variety of settings, and it doesn't matter private, secular, or what. It's a lack of leadership.
And again, I think that's so important that people, two things for a business owner, especially if you're a Christian business owner. And I like the part about you putting your faith out there right away, because when you're interviewing someone, for them to know, for example, in my companies, when I'm doing interviews, typically the person I'm talking to, at some point in time, it comes up that I do a radio show on a Christian radio station and so forth. So the expectation, I think, is out there, and I have no problem with putting out there, my faith. But the point is that I think that an employee, like you said, which I love what you brought up, the statistics about people want to do business with Christian companies, they have a different expectation from you as well. So you have to project that as a leader.
That's
or
true.
Else the employee's not going to pick up on it.
It's true, but most importantly, and this is very important for your listeners to understand, when you project your faith out through your core value statement, it's always very important to do it in a way that you explain that you're imperfect people. You may make mistakes. We're the leaders of this organization. We make mistakes. And when we make mistakes, we're own up to it, we're correct it, move forward. Because the worst thing that we want to do as leaders is be hypocritical. And I'll tell you, as a leader, I make mistakes. I make mistakes all the time. But I learn from those mistakes and move forward. We have to make sure that we're not trying to make ourselves look holier than thou in front of other people or other businesses or the employees. It's very important that we demonstrate it that way.
And it's funny because that equates to a preaching I was listening to yesterday, a teaching on Bridge FM, actually. And they were talking about, the guy was talking about his father because it's Father's Day, and he basically was saying, one of the things I remember that was a real gift for me to my father, who's never afraid to apologize. If he made a mistake, he would come to me and say, you know what, son, I'm not perfect. I made a mistake. I'm sorry. We'll move on from there. You listen to Tandem Radio Live. We're here this morning with Mark Griffin, who is the founder and owner of In His Name HR, a Christian human resources company. And we're talking about a most valuable business resource, employees, and how to work with them, and how to hopefully we'll talk about getting more out of them and putting more into them and getting a return on your investment. You listen to Tandem Radio Live. We're here every Saturday morning, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to check out tandemradio.com. Just filled with information that can help your business and help your walk on a daily basis, because our goal is to help you to walk in integrity and to find God's word and to apply it to your daily life. We'll be back right after these messages.
The Fellowship of Christian Athletes, FCA, has become a worldwide Christian sports ministry. The vision of FCA is to see the world impacted for Jesus Christ through the influence of athletes and coaches. In 1956, 256 high school students went to the very first FCA camp in Estes Park, Colorado. Last summer, we had over 48,000 athletes and coaches attend FCA camps all over the country. For more information, go to our FCA link at tandemradio.com.
There are times in life when everyone needs a caring attorney they can trust. As your lawyer, I will always treat you with the utmost respect, honesty, and care when representing your legal needs. The Law Office of Judith Amorsky handles criminal, municipal, civil, and family matters, business needs, real estate, and estate planning. I also handle debt reduction and bankruptcies. To make an appointment or to speak with me directly, call Judy Amorsky at 732-683-1227 or follow the link to my website at tandemradio.com.
Never walk away from your home and don't let the bank take your house. Hi, I'm Deborah Weiss, your certified short sale specialist with Keller Williams Realty. If you owe more on your home than current market value and need to sell for any reason, a short sale might be the answer. Once again, I'm Deborah Weiss with Keller Williams, Jersey Shore, serving Monmouth and Ocean counties. For more information, my number is 908-670-9896 or online at shortsalespecialistnj.com. That's shortsalespecialistnj.com. NJ.com.
Hi, my name is George McGovern, Director of Athletes in Action in the New York metro area. Athletes in Action is a global pioneer and servant leader in sport ministry. AIA staff and volunteers have shared the gospel with athletes, coaches, and sports fans around the world. Locally, Athletes in Action staff are training godly professional and collegiate athletes to do the same. Whether it's a father-son breakfast, a sports clinic, or a school assembly, AIA creates opportunities for athletes to share the good news. For more information, go to our Athletes in Action link at tandemradio.com.
CSAV Systems can help you look and sound better. Is the word being heard clearly in your church? Do your sound and video presentations make your business look good? Is technology a struggle? You can let CSAVSystems.com provide the right technology to meet your needs as well as your budget. They've been designing professional sound and video systems for schools, churches, conference rooms, auditoriums, retail malls, hospitals, and more for over 25 years. CSAVSystems.com works with you to find the right mix of technology to help make a greater impact. Whether you need wireless microphones, XM satellite music, or sophisticated teleconferencing, CSAVSystems.com can help you enhance your business. To find out more about how CSAV Systems can help you look and sound better, the number is 732-577-0077 or online at CSAVSystems.com, a sponsor of Tandem Radio.